RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi again, everybody. This is Dan Abone along with you. Did Pasta leave us? Pastas. See him in the background. I got my man Jersey Ken. Ken, what's going on with you?
How are we doing, Dan? Long time no see.
We're doing well. So there's a lot for us to get into. By the way, that's a hell of an intro. You know, I do weekend shows, and usually it's just turn on the mic and, you know, and just start howling at the moon and making stuff up for 3 hours. And now I don't even have Ev to do that. It's just me and that's it. And Ken, Jersey Ken. Ken, I don't even know your last name. Do you have one aside from Jersey Ken?
Luttrell.
Ken Luttrell. All right. Are you good with Jersey Ken?
Whatever you want.
All right. I'm sticking with Jersey Ken.
Sounds good.
So Jersey Ken, Dan Abone. We'll talk Draymond. We're going to tease our man, Jeff Perlman. Listen, Pasta, my producer, he knows this. As a rule, I don't like guests for the most part.
I heard you don't like a lot of things, Dan. Especially you don't like sound.
Don't like sound. And the reason being, you want to know why?
Tell me.
It takes away from me.
Oh, it's all about you.
Yeah, because I want to tell stories and... usually it's a guess and I'm like, okay, yeah, tell me about, you know, the curveball and the, you know, how's Uncle Charlie doing? And, or it's something that's nice. Unless every now and then there'll be somebody that'll come down the pipe and I'm like, yeah, I want to talk to that guy. Like, I want to hear from this person. Not a gratuitous sort of guest I know that we typically have on the show that'll come on periodically and they oftentimes will just say the same thing. But our guest, this is the tease, coming up at 2:30 is a guy by the name of Jeff Perlman. And this guy is, he's written 10 books. The last one is detailing the life of Tupac Shakur. He is on the New York Times bestseller list 4 times. I'm hooked on his podcast, which I'm not a podcast kind of guy, but he does this podcast called the Press Box Chronicles. And
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And I'm telling you, man, me and Pasta are like groupies. Seriously, he's going to get a restraining order on us.
I think I'm one of those too, because I haven't read every book of his, but he wrote the one on Barry Bonds. Am I correct? He wrote one on Barry Bonds?
What, was it a book?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
I'm halfway reading that one. It's so far so good. But I also read the Bad Guys one.
Yes.
When he wrote about the New York Mets in 1986.
Exactly. 1986.
Amazing. Yeah. I was like, from the you know, opening chapter, it was just like, oh man, he gets right into it.
Well, what he does is that he interviews everybody.
Yeah.
Right? And he just, you know, he gets down to the source, and it's almost as if he's there. One of the most fascinating things about that 86 team, as was underlined by Jeff Perlman, who, by the way, is going to join us coming up at 2:30, is that he talks about that flight home. I don't know if you heard about that.
Right, no, that's how he starts the book, yeah. Right? Like, which is, it's after the NLCS when they
against
win the pennant.
The Astros.
Yep.
And that thing went extra innings, and they just, to say they got drunk might be the understatement of the year. And
some cake was involved?
Oh, my God.
Too much champagne.
And some of the wives who don't typically drink were throwing up on themselves. And somebody said, so they have the fan base that's waiting for them back out there in New York. You might have been one of them.
Wasn't alive yet.
They would fly commercial back then. And so they get off the flight, and everybody's like there, and they're all excited because the Mets are going to the World Series. And they get off the flight, and everybody's just like, the wives come off, and they're like barf-stained dresses, and they're like, oh, God, let me just get home. Everyone's like, what's going on here? And then, of course, he goes on to tell the story how they got a bill from whatever airline that was.
I think it was Delta.
Was it Delta?
If I stand correct, I think it's Delta.
For $7,000.
Which is a lot back then.
Was sort of the rallying cry for Davey Johnson and the Mets.
Right.
Because he has a players-only meeting, and he's like, look, we caused damage on that flight, and I just got a bill for $7,000. And we did this after going to the World Series and beating the Houston Astros in extra innings. And he's like, you know what I'm going to do with this bill? And he tears it up and says, screw them. We ain't paying a dime. And everybody's like, ah! And they go on to the World Series. And, of course, the rest, as they like to say, is history, as they take care of the Boston Red Sox as the ball goes through the wickets of one Bill Buckner. But we're going to talk to Jeff Perlman coming up today at 2:30. And we're going to get into everything. We'll try and provide a local angle and talk a little Barry Bonds. I want to get into a player by the name of Marcus Lattimore, for those of you 49er fans that remember him. Also want to talk about Brandon Ayuk and his apology and the reason why he was apologizing, and tie that in also to one of the chronicles that Jeff Perlman was able to illustrate in his podcast. All that, as I mentioned, is in a matter of moments. But first things first, Draymond Green, as we try and update the latest involving Draymond, who essentially maybe quit on the Warriors, is a bit dramatic, but got up and left, went to the locker room in the midst. And when he checked out of that game against Orlando, they were down 5. And I guess the bottom line all of that is that the Warriors are obviously in a place hovering around 500. They need every win. They need to. All of these wins are crucial for this team. And so one of your best players checks himself out when you're down 5 in a game at home, considering where the team has been reeling of late, it's sort of a big deal. There was a statement out of Jersey Ken. I don't know if you have that prepared or want to get to it.
Yeah, I got it.
So we have the latest coming from the Golden State Warriors, who did have a practice today. Steve Kerr, in detail, was talking about the incident. But if you can give us sort of the crux of what it is that Steve Kerr had to say today.
So he's, after practice, he was talking to the media, and again, Steve Kerr mentioned about what went on with him and Draymond. He said, we talked today, we had a great chat. Frankly, Monday night was not my finest hour. That was a time where I needed to be calm and in the huddle, so I regret my actions in that exchange. I apologized to Dre, he apologized to me, we both apologized to the team. These things, they happen. And then he went a little even further, and he wasn't even asked about this, he just kind of offered it. He said, you know, where we are as a team, as an organization, the most important thing for me is for guys to recognize that there's beauty in the struggle. There's beauty in what we're trying to accomplish right now. We are no longer the 17 Warriors dominating the league. We are a fading dynasty right now. And we know that. Everyone knows that. And yeah, I mean,
the fading dynasty, I know, is going to get play
a lot.
And I can already tell. I don't know if it's gone viral yet, but I'm assuming that'll be the one thing that people will take from it. And I wouldn't be surprised if you're on SportsCenter, you're watching network sports, that all you're going to hear is Steve Kerr admitting to the fact that they're a fading dynasty. I don't necessarily interpret what it is that I think is going to be sort of the overall consensus that he's throwing in the proverbial towel, that's the end, that we're just sort of like playing this thing out. I think what he's trying to tell everybody is that we know we're not who we used to be. We know that Draymond, Steph, Klay is gone. All those characters not only are no longer with us, but our best players are now in the twilight years. Like, they can see the age of 40. They're closer to 40 than they are 35. And so we're not a young basketball team anymore. And so what it is, and again, this is just my interpretation. Would love to hear what it is that you think of Steve Kerr today saying that the Warriors are a fading dynasty. Now, again, I'm just picking and choosing, and that's not using it in the proper context. But he did mention that this is a team that is no longer who they were back in 2017. None of us are. But it does not mean that you can't be competitive, and it does not mean that you still can't win. I think if I'm to read Steve Kerr correctly, I'll make this analogous to the 49ers. Hell, the 49ers could be the number one seed. We'll get into San Francisco.
I would have thought.
And the 49ers, they're slicing this thing a different way. San Francisco's defense, that's a defense without a star. Like, and they were star-laden. And so if they go to the Super Bowl this year, it's going to be a completely different MO. There's no Deebo Samuel. There's no Brandon Ayuk. The offense is okay, and that defense is entirely refaced. I guess my point in all of this is it doesn't mean that simply because you're not who you once were, that you still can't make what it is the mission or the goal statements were at the beginning of the season. By calling or referring your team to being a fading dynasty does not necessarily mean that we should all interpret that as, well, even Steve Kerr recognizes that they're not very good and that we're just hopefully playing quote-unquote meaningful basketball games for Steph Curry. I don't think that's – I disagree with it, but I honestly believe Steve Kerr feels as though that there's enough in-house for him to make another run at it. And I think he believes that there's enough with Jimmy, Draymond, and Steph, and with some of these other pieces that – I'm convinced that maybe they aren't going to make this blockbuster trade at the deadline, that it's this existing roster that they truly believe that they can make a run. It's just going to be very different, if that's going to happen, than the way they did it back in the day when they were the best team in basketball.
You know, it's interesting the way you put it that way, because like, we've already had distractions before the season even started, Dan. Like, Kuminga was the biggest distraction. They finally figured out that hurdle, right? They finally got through, okay, at least we know how long we're going to have them up until the trade deadline, you know, coming up soon. But now you have another issue, and it's really not one you're supposed to have, because Draymond's part of this big three. So, you know, for them to make a run, I mean, they've got to really just figure it out, and beyond of, you know, what they're going to add. They need to be all in sync and have some chemistry, you know?
Well, the idea of making a run is just, it's a little delusional to me.
I agree.
I think that, look, if you can get into the playoffs, which, that's no guarantee, man. I'm telling you.
In the play-in.
Well, that's what I mean. The play-in, the playoffs. Yeah, you're right. The play-in, because the bottom half, it's not, you know, you can only laugh at and take advantage of the Portlands and those lesser, and Utah at some point, you know, when you continue to get draft pick after draft pick, at some point, man, you get the hammer. I'm talking about those teams in their rearview mirror. That being the Portland Trail Blazers, a team that has beaten the Warriors, by the way, every time they played this year. And if you think the Dallas Mavericks are going to stay in that rearview mirror and not make noise, I don't know if anybody has seen Cooper Flagg, and obviously we're going to see him up close and personal tomorrow. This dude is for real. I mean, Cooper Flagg, much like that of Wembanyama, is exceeding expectations. And who would have thought that was possible? But Klay Thompson and, of course, the rest of the Dallas Mavericks on Christmas Day. And enjoy it, fans, because I don't know that we'll see going forward whether the Warriors, well, I guess if Steph is still upright, you're going to stick him on Christmas Day. But that's where they'll be tomorrow at home, taking on the Dallas Mavericks. And Draymond Green apparently will be back and will be in that starting lineup. We'll get into Draymond. I do have, as I always do when it comes to Draymond, I said this the other night about him going after Connor Gillespie. Come on, what are you doing here? So there was a lot that was sort of leading up to the prelude to the explosion between him and Steve Kerr. We're going to do that and much more, including, I'm telling you, man, just stick around for Jeff Perlman. This guy will talk sports like nobody we've ever had as a guest.
I was going to give you one of
my 35 reads that you've given
you
me.
You still got some time, Dan. I was going to say you're a little
well,
early.
It says 2:25 here on this.
Oh, it does. Well, we got one more minute. Sorry, that's on me.
So
I was just
going to
say real quick. Yeah, Barry Bonds, Love Me, Hate Me. That's what Jeff Perlman wrote. Yeah.
That's it. We can talk to him about that. All right. Should I read now?
Yes.
All right. Just tell me to bark like a dog, man. Just whatever. Just cue me, and I'll just read what's in front of me. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard. Frontier Ford's year-end sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months, zero down, no payments for 90 days on all Ford's top models. Deals end January 5th. Visit Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek or shop anytime at frontierford.com. We continue. Jeff Perlman, I'm telling you, you're going to want to hear this guy. He'll talk sports, he'll talk Tupac, and then we'll get back into, obviously, the Niners get you ready for, what, an NFC championship? Also, Draymond front and center, that and much more. Jeff Perlman, Dan Avone, Jersey Ken, back with much more after this here on 95.7 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.